To government right to compensation of the so-called non-material damages is based on the law on obligations in a civil proceeding that can follow after criminal proceedings. In the Criminal Code of Bosnia and Herzegovina, non-material damages can be awarded during the regular criminal procedure, depending on the fact whether such a situation would slow down the criminal proceedings. In the case law of the Court of Bosnia and Herzegovina, there were cases where, besides criminal prosecution, non-material damages were awarded. But those were mainly rape cases. This compensation proceedings can be initiated in a different type of litigation. That's the usually done through civil proceedings based on the law on obligations. There was a question about sustainability of the institute. The institute is funded from the state budget, but one part of it is very important for the future. That's the work of laboratories conducting DNA analysis, which are extremely expensive, and that's very demanding on all authorities in Bosnia and Herzegovina. We hope that through the amendment to the agreement and the establishment of a new management, it will be possible to find some local resources so that we do not rely so much on donations. When it comes to exhumations on crime scenes, that issue has already been covered by the budgets allocated to the courts that conduct those procedures in war crime cases. When it comes to the number of cases and different approaches to the final figure of the missing persons, it was not about that kind of a dispute. It was more about the application of a proper definition. Who are the persons who can be entered into the database of missing persons, i.e. the verification of such cases in accordance with the definition of enforced disappearances. So through the verification, cases of persons whose disappearance may have been reported, but after verification of data, it was established that those persons were not subject to enforced disappearance, but at that moment their family members did not have full information about their destiny. So other bodies provided that information, the place of burial was located afterwards, so that those mortal remains were not a consequence of an enforced disappearance. And through the verification process, such cases are being disaggregated. In that context, where there were different views and different positions about the process of the verification of information about missing persons, in particular in relation to the circumstances in which those persons went missing. Most of those cases, however, are related to the war crimes and places where they were first buried, then places where their mortal remains were moved to a secondary grave, etc. So this is a complex process, and it's followed by the verification process. Every person who went missing has to be identified, has to have its name restored, and their families have the right to bury them adequately. Thank you. Colleague Fatima Basic will now take the floor to answer questions about the structured dialogue.